It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with K-Fox right here on 100.3 WRMB. Got to give him a little left eye.
That's right.
Got to give him a little TLC.
That's right.
You there. You know what I'm saying? You holding it down.
I'm here.
Every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday. Our brother from our sister station, Praise 107.9, he comes in here, Solomon Jones. And today, you're talking about the royal wedding. What's going on, Solomon?
I'm talking about the royal wedding, Q, because I'm looking at this thing, man, with some, I'm looking at it in a positive light. Because tomorrow's the big day. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will finally tie the knot, and Jungle Fever is going to be celebrated around the world. That's right. They're a little bit different. Markle, the daughter of a white Jewish father and an African-American mother, is a divorcee from Los Angeles, and Prince Harry is the son of Prince Charles and Princess Diana. And while the interracial nature of Prince Harry's relationship with the American actress has been met with everything from curiosity to outrage, I think their marriage represents love's greatest byproduct, hope. If love can propel Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to look beyond the racial hatred in our politics and society, maybe there's hope for the rest of us. Perhaps if we're willing to follow their example, love can finally defeat racism. Now, I've been told more than once that the idea is far-fetched, and maybe it is. But I'm an incurable romantic, Q, with an undying belief that love indeed conquers all. And let's be honest, if there's an enemy that looks impossible to defeat, it's racism. But when I look at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I'm reminded that love and hope go hand in hand. In a world where Donald Trump can rise to the presidency on a tide of racial resentment, we need hope. In a world where neo-Nazis are normalized and slaveholders are memorialized and freedom fighters are vilified, we need hope. As a member of Britain's royal family, Prince Harry must surely understand that truth. He had a front row seat for the Brexit vote that demonized black and brown immigrants while convincing Britons to leave the European Union. But Prince Harry also saw another side of race through the life and loves of his mother, Princess Diana. Divorced by Harry's father, Prince Charles, Diana embarked on relationships with brown men like Pakistani surgeon Hasnat Khan and Egyptian film producer Dodi Fayed, who she was with when she died. In fact, let's take it back even further to King George III, who married Charlotte of Mecklenburg in 1761. Queen Charlotte was directly descended from a black branch of the Portuguese royal family, so Jungle Fever ain't nothing new in the British royal palace. Meghan Markle just gave it that American flavor. So I'm glad to see the sister stepping into the palace, and I'm sure she'll give the place some much-needed flavor by making royalty black again. So do me a favor. Take the rice from the wedding and cook up some gumbo. Take the veil from the dress and make a dope headscarf. Take a piece of the wedding cake and hide it in the church kitchen, because when Meghan and Harry get married, we're going to conquer racism, and we're going to do it with the one thing that hate fears the most, love.
You know what? Let's pass this plate around and get the collection. All of you listening, we're getting a collection up for Pastor Brother Solomon Jones.
I'm going to be preaching this weekend, man. I'm going to be at Great Commission Church at 2043 East Byrne Avenue. Service starts at 11 a.m. I'm going to finally look up, Q, and see you in the audience, man.
You know what?
That's what I need to know.
Here's the thing.
You going to be there?
On Sunday, I'm doing an event called Reach and Raise at the Philadelphia Art Museum. This is like my third year in a row.
That's what's up.
And, yeah, it's about cancer. People that have lost people to cancer. So I'm going there. But if you would do it next weekend, I will be there.
Okay.
You see how serious
right,
I got? I got serious.
To get a date next weekend. We got to get you in there, Q.
Yeah, because listen.
I'm looking out and not seeing you, man. It's hurtful.
And my pastor, Marshall Mitchell, at Salem Baptist Church would say the same thing. I haven't been in a month of Sundays. But you know what?
You hear that, K-Fox?
I hear that.
Well, Kay's allergic to anything religious.
That's not
I'm
true.
Not going to say she's an atheist. I'm just
church
saying she's
starts within. Church starts from within.
Mm-hmm.
And where you decide to conduct it is where you are.
Mm.
That was deep.
We need some Bible study.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Bible study. We'll do it next Wednesday. Thank you, Solomon Jones. You can check more of that on rnbphilly.com. Check them out 10 a.m. on Praise 107.9.